This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. The woodlands of southeastern Arizona and into Sonora, I'm guessing, are full of flowering oaks. I mean, millions of male catkins dangle, and oak pollen falls, flies, sails across the land. On windy days, and Mother Nature appears to be making up for a mild March, but on windy days, pollen is blown across the woodlands, across the grassland, across rocky slopes, and oak pollen fills the air, not to mention your nostrils. Yay! Pollen grains, you know, of other plants can look like medieval implements of torture. But on a quick search online of what maybe oak pollen grains look like, they don't look particularly scary. But the abundance of pollen grains, surely, the billions of pollen grains from oaks lead to human misery for those with oak pollen allergies. So far, so good with me. And I'm looking at all of the defoliating and flowering oaks with some anticipation. I'm talking about acorns, my friends. Yeah, acorns. I think I'm going to grow me some oaks. Not Texas oaks. Not the state tree of Georgia oaks. The popular oaks of southwestern urban landscapes. No. Going to grow me some native oaks. A bunch of emerys. Some Arizona whites. A slew of silverleaves. Oh, yeah. Some tumi. Some grays. Some scrub from down low. Or maybe some gambles from up high. Oh, yeah, wait, I forgot the Mexican blues. Oh, yeah, and from late June until November, I'm going to be chasing acorns. I can't wait to start. And I'll tell you straight up, I'm going to be rich. Oh, yeah, going to be rich. Hey, I've been driving up to Tucson a lot lately, and I've been racing through portions of the Sonoran Desert, regrettably not stopping. No, can't stop. I'm in a hurry. So crazed 70 mph through the truck windshield, botanizing. Earlier, a few weeks ago, the bright yellow flowers against silvery foliage of brittlebush caught my eye. Oh, my, what a plant. My olfactory memory could smell the stems as I raced by them in my truck. What a plant in the flats on the rocky slopes, brittlebush. Oh, yeah. But, you know, a few days ago, I was up in my old neighborhood northwest of Tucson. Oh, my, the blue palaverdes were in full bloom, thousands of radiant yellow flowers. I mean, so abundant, they hide the green stems and trunks that give the plant its common name of Palo Verde. And then in that same area, near our old home, I saw ironwood trees starting to bloom. Heart be still. Beautiful pea-like flowers covering branches. And different trees will have different shades of purple or lavender to white flowers. And those flowers hide the well-armed branches of ironwood. Oh, yeah, spiny ironwood trees. Oh, my goodness. What a tree in the pea family, Fabaceae. Same with the Palaverde, by the way, the blue Palaverde, Fabaceae. Oh, yeah. And speaking of the pea family, especially the natives, fairy duster, calliandra. Oh, yeah, I catch them at 5,000 feet in the Little Dragoon Mountains and follow those blooming small woody shrubs all the way to Tucson. The genus calliandra says it all. It's Latinized, but it's Greek to us, right? Calo, beautiful, andra, stamens. It's like the stamens explode from the flower. It's like calliandra is plugged into a socket. What do you want? You want the 110-volt calliandra or you want the 220-volt model? Specific epithet? Eriophila. You could say eriophila. Eriophila. But Greek again, erion, woolly, phylon, leaves, and refers to the pubescence on the young leaves and stems. Think woolly. Think fuzzy. Yeah. From those electric flowers, you get 2-inch-long pods that will dehiss and seeds will fly. And there is a slope near me that is thick with blooming calliandra. What an amazing food source for birds that feed on the ground. Sparrows, finches, quail. There's a smorgasbord of seed on the dry, rocky slopes of the borderlands. Oh, but that's to come. But right now, it's the electric, colorful red to pink to white stamens that cover those slopes. A smorgasbord of color as well. Calliandra is a feast for the eyes. Yeah, you know, I had to stop finally and wander onto those fairy duster covered slopes. Those electric calliandra, my friends, they were beautiful. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.